My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Little did we know, the individuals on the ground were in the best shape of anybody. One event in. Two broken fingers.
Jesus, goodness Christ. That hurts us right now. This is
Poor Katie from the wake-up call.
On the red team.
Just damn near rips her finger off.
She wasn't on the red team, actually. That was Katie, crazy. We thought she broke her knuckle.
Katie was in tears for about 60 straight minutes. She had ice. She was trying to get her ring off, all of these different things. And we thought, oh, this is terrible. Poor Katie. Meanwhile, our brother Justin Case, formerly of the Rise Guys, now of the Eagle, his finger is pointing in the wrong direction. And we realize one event in. Two broken fingers.
Jesus. And the binder broken out.
Two HR reports, two calls to corporate, all 5 minutes into field day.
Literally the first event, the first group of the first event. Two broken fingers. I'll never forget. Justin and his team kind of lose it. Because mind you, I think they went up against Rich and Abe, right? Who were the favorites.
Right.
They were the betting favorites. And they came in not playing no games.
Because they were smart. Rich was up front. And Abe was in the back. And Abe is you've seen Abe on this show before, 98 Rock. Big dude. Abe just leaned back like Fat Joe. And just held the rope. And Rich just.
Oh, man. Just walked him down. So I see Justin, you know, he does what he does and they lose or whatever. And he kind of jogs around the field. And I'm like, oh, man. And he's kind of holding his finger. I was like, oh, he might have jammed his finger or whatever. And then. He just runs off the little field, soccer field turf. They're trying to get my man some oxygen. He can't breathe. And I'm like, yo, what's going on? Then I look at Katie, and she's just kind of holding her hand a little bit, and she kind of walks off. I said, what the hell is going on around here? Then they say, next up, pink and red, which is me and me versus Damien. I said, yo, you guys want me to play this game?
Bro,
you really want me
point.
To play this
While
game
this
right
is
now?
Going on, it's like the show must go
that's,
on.
That's the best part about all of this. There's a 40-minute delay in all of this. Like, there was more downtime on field day than anyone knew what to do with. Does anyone go, hey, let's dump tug of war? Maybe this was a bad idea.
No, I treated this like the UFC.
No,
they treated it like the WWE.
They said, no. Just don't wrap the rope around your hand this time and everyone will be fine. So the red team and the pink team get called to the... And look, I'm trying to win, but to a degree.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it over with. Now look, mind you, so Damien's pink team, they won the tug of war. I'm not here to say that if that didn't happen, I would have won or anything like that because Damien's a strong boy. You saw the gun show was out. It might have happened the same exact way. But I was in front, and I was holding the rope, and it was just really a stalemate at one point. Mm-hmm. And I tried to pull a little bit.
Deciding how hard we need.
I tried to pull a little bit, and it wasn't getting any ground. And once I decided I wasn't getting any ground, I said, this game's over.
So I thought when everything just kind of stopped, I was like, all right, I'm giving this thing one strong. And if Andy Hawk doesn't lean backwards, then I'm just done. So I gave it one pull. And I think it was at the same time that Kenny was just like, screw this. I gave it one pull. They come flying forward. We get the win. Let go of the rope. Look down. The skin across my...
See, that's what I didn't want. I didn't even know that happened.
My palm is just gone. No, it's somewhere in the turf of this Florence sports facility, this Folsom sports facility. Again, we've got 7 more events after this. And
nah, bro, I was done. I was out of there. And like I said, I didn't want to come out of that thing with my hands looking like Magic Johnson fingers like that. So I said, you know what? I'm going to live to fight another day. Mm. And I got just, they did your boy wrong, because my whole game plan was to hang around first place until we got to kickball. And he was like, at the end of the day, we're going to play kickball. And I was like, just hang around. Just be around. Just be around the top spot by the time you get to kickball. And then it's on and popping.
Now,
and then they just eliminated kickball for no reason.
It was a little bum we did not get kickball.
To our judges' credit, I think multiple things happened. The injury delay in tug of war. The never-ending game of Jenga.
That was ridiculous.
Was causing a lot of people to get hungry and angry because this thing was dragging on a little bit longer than anyone expected. And I think there was also a realization that asking a group of individuals to kick and run who might not normally kick and run is probably not the best idea, given what has gone on here today.
That was probably a good decision by powers to be.
You imagine someone going down with a hamstring during kickball? What
about an Achilles?
There was a point. So what happened was Kenny's strategy was working until he went up against...
Oh, my gosh.
Gabby.
Gabby to God.
Gabby.
Jesus.
And me were on the ladder toss, and Gabby clearly has been practicing for this moment her entire life. And the finals were my team versus Kenny's team. And because Gabby is the Steph Curry of ladder ball or whatever it's called, we knocked Kenny's team out of first place.
And that was it. We lost first place by 1 point. That would have been the one. Shout out to me.
And somehow, despite the fact we won like 3 events, we finished second.
I don't know.
Last.
We've never seen the scorecards. We don't know how this thing went down. Shout out to me who pulled a Nick Young at the end of cornhole. I thought it was a bucket.
Oh, that was hilarious.
And it went clear over the board.
Yeah, Kenny throws the bag or whatever, turns around, throws his hands in the air. I tell him, brother, it didn't even hit the board.
To lose. I thought it was good. Aside from my coworkers, my people's fingers being mangled, I enjoyed field day.
It was also hilarious too. Like, we do, oh yeah, field day, like, yeah, let's all like use this fire, show up next week or whatever. Ready to go. Bro, no one showed up the next week.
Well, that's because they were in the emergency room. Katie hasn't even had surgery on her hand yet.
It was to the point.
Yeah. I'm only saying, like, she's posting videos about this, so I'm not.
Yeah,
like,
she put the X-ray on the Instagram.
Well, she also posted a video under the influence of pain medication, and as I watched it, I kept like, Katie's she's a vet. Like, I was like, I don't know that this is portraying what Katie wants it to portray. And then, like, a couple hours later, that video was gone and a new video is up. And she's like, yeah, I was high as a kite. Them pain meds was no joke. So I took that down because it was a little bit embarrassing.
That's my girl Katie, though, man. So it did the whole way. Gavin was on my team. Kevin was there as well. And we've interacted with, and you knew him way before I did. But really? You know, we've interacted before, but that field day situation, it did have me interacting with people more than I normally do. Alyssa, who is relatively new here, I've never really talked to her too much. She was on my team. She was the Jenga whiz.
Yeah, she was killing it.
It was insane, the things she was seeing with Jenga. And I interacted with people more than I normally do. Because usually when we're here, so, we're in the studio the entire time. We don't.
Well, see, that's the thing with like us. Like we are the, you know, this crew is in here for four straight hours. Even you know, for Jesse's post show work, six straight hours. Yeah. We're in these studios. Meanwhile, once you get to the FM side, you can like move around a little bit. But Ken stays in there. Paul's here so damn early, even if he were to walk out of the studio, ain't nobody here yet.
Right.
And that's the same that's true with the wake-up call as well.
And me, I don't hang around here much. I come and do my job, and then I leave. There ain't no sitting in the kitchen doing much.
I can confirm, I'll be in mid-sentence at the end of KSFM, and KC will be like, all right, man, I'll head to Elk Grove. But still, when we leave that show,
ain't nobody here
except me, you, Complex, and usually Charlie. And we still don't know why Charlie's here that damn late. I think Charlie turns
Charlie
the lights.
Charlie played too, by the way. Charlie played in field day.
Well, Charlie had a very nerve-wracking round of Jenga.
That was nerve-wracking, yes. Help my man up. Help him up.
That was an exhilarating game. I thought we got extra points because we won in like 10 seconds. Yeah,
no, we tried to figure that out. Just three winners.
I was trying to get the esteemed Stacey Kaufman in here to explain how the officiating worked, but I've been told she's on a call right now. You see those flowers Kimberly got on her?
I'm just saying. I mean, that's another person I hadn't seen in, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. Like, to Jesse's point, build camaraderie. Everybody come together. There's nobody here after that.
No, legit. It was so empty. The lights turned off behind me at 3:30. Like, that's how empty. Wasn't we like, oh, like certain people aren't here. Like, no, the lights cut out before the show was over.
I hadn't seen these people for 2 weeks.
That's funny.
I think Kenny might have been the last one here that day.
I think so. I think Charlie.
What day?
On that Monday when we came back after field day, I think.
Oh, no, I wasn't Tuesday? Here Monday. Tuesday.
Or not, Tuesday, yeah.
Friday, I think I was the last one here because Charlie and Complex left for Concerts in the Park. Right, like Complex left right
after. Oh, so you had the short day.
No, we had to do the mix. We did the mix on Friday.
Oh, where?
He left like right after the mix.
Oh, got you.
And Charlie left before the mix. He's like, I'm going to see Papa Roach. I ain't going to be there too long. They had a lot of people out there.
They had a lot of our people out there. I guess Papa Roach was a big deal.
Yeah.
Show if they come out for P-Lo.
Yeah, Friday, P-Lo. Shout out to Mickey, though, who won the tug of war because she beat Abe and Rich because she just had it down to a son.
Mickey,
she's like this tall.
Mickey,
and she's like, I'm just going to be in the squat position.
Mickey was practicing. She would get down in that squat position and tell someone to pull her. And then she's like, I don't like this. So she took off her shoes and then her socks. And so people were wondering when you post someone, I think it was you, posted the picture of the 1320 crew in their gang affiliated colors. I didn't realize this. James didn't have any shoes on.
He didn't have any shoes.
And I didn't notice it until someone wrote like, are shoes optional or something like that? And I didn't realize, I think James had tried to adopt the Mickey technique by taking his shoes off. And
Mickey was the immovable object, and like I said, she's all of 4'11".
Yeah,
and she got in position, and Abe and Rich almost passed out trying to, and Mickey just there. I'm not going nowhere.
No, nope.
So she won. Her team won tug of war.
Beat Rich's ass.
Somebody in the chatty house threw. I don't remember who it was, but can you imagine if we had a chatty house field day?
Oh,
we'll do the radio callers, one team.
Hey, oh, man. Come on now. Jiffy Lube or somebody. We might have to make that happen.
Chatty House Field Day.
We might have to make first 25 entrants.
I do think we could have spent time with each other and gotten to know each other better without the broken bones.
Well, yes. And not to mention, as soon as lunch was over, everybody was gone.
Well, I think the event was over.
Yeah, no hanging out. I mean, there was food there. We could have hung out a
little bit. Well, it was hot. I think people were like, I'm getting the hell out of here. This is stupid. I'm sweating. I went straight to cryotherapy after that. I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't know if I'm sore now, but I'm going to cryotherapy to get this worked out.
Good times, though. Shout out Stacey. Shout out our tribal chief.
Well, shout out Justin and shout
Justin
out Katie.
Justin gets it. I still haven't seen Justin. I still haven't.
Pretty that soon, Odyssey crazy. Sacramento is going to be Katie and Justin. Katie and Justin Media Incorporated. Poor Elena and Jen had to work the whole time. No wonder poor Jen knocked the Jenga board over. She had significantly greater concerns. We'll come back.
Oh,
916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the phone lines. We will direct our attention back to the Sacramento Kings. And a couple of other notes that we haven't talked about that took place last week that some were written about today that I think we can expand upon a little bit more. We'll do that when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When KC been destroying ESPN 1320 been destroying Twitter for months now, and they say, oh, you know what, you want to keep getting thousands of viewers, you're gonna have to pay us now. That
they be tripping every time. Every time. That's all right, man. Yeah. That's all right. We still
y'all
do
can
what
have
we
that
do. We y'all still do what we do. It's all right.
It's been a while, man, but shout out to the folks at Sky River Casino.
Yeah, man.
And shout out to the humidor. I was certainly sipping plenty of whiskey and smoking plenty of cigars in my week away, but nothing can compare to the experience at the humidor. If you haven't made your way over there yet, do so. It is the ultimate lounge in Sacramento, and it's in Sky River Casino. You got to go there.
Yeah.
Our next live broadcast is set. It is confirmed. It is a while away. Mm-hmm. It will be that Monday night when the San Francisco 49ers take on the New York Jets. It's September 9th. That is our next live show at 32 Brook Street inside Sky River Casino. So make your plans to get there in September. But make your plans to get over to the Humidor this summer. Absolutely amazing spot to go along with all of the table games that they have, all of the slots that they have, all of the great food that they have. It's a can't-miss place. Perfect night. Hit up SR Prime.
Yeah.
Then mosey on over to the Humidor and spend some time over there sipping some whiskey. And if you don't know what type of cigar you like, it's perfect. This is actually where you get spoiled. Yeah, that's where you get spoiled right there. Hey, what do you like? Do you like something softer? Do you like something darker? Do you like something sweet? Like, what do you like? You tell them what you like. Boom.
They'll even, like, cut it for you, show you how to light it, all this other stuff, keep it lit. It's a good look, man. My aunt just talked about she was over there not too, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And she said that they have, I think it's if you're in the Humidor, but valet parking is free or something like that. That's something she didn't know. So she was, it's
for, well, that might just be for members of your family. So I would
maybe so. I mean, not for me per se. I'm just saying for them because they be making moves over there. But yeah, ask about it when you go there. If you're at the Humidor, ask if valet parking is free.
I saw that Shams Charania was reporting today. Not really reporting, almost reiterating some stuff, maybe adding some extra detail that hadn't been out before regarding Lori Markkanen. And it's funny. The thing that has been really humorous to me, being a little bit on the inside of this, is the way this Lori Markkanen thing is being reported. When, and this is actually an important part of the DeMar DeRozan story as it pertains to D'Lo and KC, because that Tuesday we were on the air before this amazing field day that we just discussed, is when Mark Spears first said on NBA Today that the Kings were a dark horse to land DeMar DeRozan. The reason the Kings were a dark horse at the time was because they were involved in other discussions. We reached out to two different people with intimate knowledge of the situation, and they both said in different phrasing, there was talk, there's definitely interest, but it doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. The reason it wasn't going anywhere is because the Kings had put together a proposal for Lori Markkanen. And they had put together a pretty substantial trade package for Lori Markkanen. No, it absolutely did not include Keegan Murray. But everything else that you think it might include, including draft picks for years and years and years and years to come, that's what it was. And I found it, and to the Kings' credit, they put a deadline on it. It's why things with DeMar happened so quickly. The Kings were interested in DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan was interested in the Kings. They had this proposal out there for Lori Markkanen, and that, in essence, Utah ignored.
I was going to say, and it was going to wipe the slate of whatever you
had. They had to know where that was going before they did anything else. And when it didn't get it, when it was essentially, okay, this is going nowhere, they went right back to DeMar DeRozan, and that's why things escalated so quickly when Woj first started talking about DeMar DeRozan that night on ESPN, which I think was the 4th of July, and then it just obviously exploded behind the scenes Friday into DeMar DeRozan being a Sacramento King and at the California Classic on Saturday. But the funny thing about the Lori Markkanen trade is there kept being reports about this massive offer that the Golden State Warriors have out for Lori Markkanen. There were at least two other teams, Sacramento being one. I think San Antonio might have been the other, but I'm not sure. Sacramento was definitely one. They had an offer nearly identical to what the Golden State Warriors had on the table. And as I was hearing things behind the scenes and then reading things online, oh, this is Danny Ainge on that stuff again. Danny Ainge on that stuff again, doing what he do. And now it's almost like, and I think to Mike Dunleavy's credit, I think Mike Dunleavy recognizes we're essentially bidding against ourselves at this point. Sacramento, I don't think is out. But I think they're also like, dude, we threw our best offer at you. You didn't respond. We've moved on. Right. Now, if you come back to us, that means you're not getting the response that you thought you were going to get mm-hmm. from other people. And everybody is watching this August 6th de facto deadline where they can, you know, kind of start doing some things with Lauri Markkanen in Utah. And there's a really interesting window in which Lauri Markkanen can be traded and can't be traded. It's kind of fascinating. Mm. But the reporting, it's the most Danny Ainge thing in the world is there is all of this noise surrounding a trade of a team that he is a general manager of. And for anyone that has followed the game for the last 10 years, you just need to be under the assumption there's no trade happening. This is what he does. This is what he did in Boston year after year after year after year. It's what he does. Not that Danny doesn't know what he's doing. Not that he is not an accomplished general manager. But in terms of trades and in terms of giant trades, like his bark is a lot louder than his bite.
Yeah. You know what? I will say this about this particular situation with Danny Ainge. I understand him. I don't blame him. It makes perfect sense to me. What it sounds like to me is he's sitting there, and he's probably like, I don't really have any plans on trading Lauri Markkanen. Probably sign him because worst case scenario, you can sign him and then still trade him at some point. Like just because you sign him to a deal, he's young enough, he's talented enough. If you feel like you got to reset the clock on your franchise or whatever, you can always trade him then. There's no sense of urgency to trade him now. Mm-hmm. We've got money. We've got cap space, all this other stuff. We can just sign him and deal with that moving forward. But if somebody wants to give me something outrageous for Lauri Markkanen, sure.
What's outrageous?
That Warriors offer that they talked about, they said it was Moody, Kuminga, Pods.
No, and some that's picks. What. Oh, okay. So that, yeah, that's what he's asking for. Yeah.
So, like, if you want to ask it, I'm sure I don't know this, but I'm asking for Keegan and all your picks. Mm-hmm. If you want to give that to me, then I'll reevaluate my stance on Lauri. But if it's anything short of that, honestly, I don't have to respond to you because it's you know what it is. Mm-hmm. You like if I'm Danny Ainge. I don't need to tell you no for you to know what it is if you have a trade proposal that doesn't involve Keegan Murray. Or if I'm talking to Mike Dunleavy. If it don't have Kuminga and Pods, don't even talk to me. Mm. Or if I'm talking to San Antonio, I don't know who that would be. Maybe Devin Vassell and all your first round. Or I don't know. Obviously, he's not asking for Wemby. But if it's not that...
He probably is.
He might be. He might be because at the end of the day,
look, I'll do it straight up, Pop. Come on, man, straight up.
He's not really pressed to trade Lauri. Like he's not the team's not so necessarily why is there going anywhere.
All of this noise around him.
Oh, hold on.
Oh,
hold
on. Oh, yeah, man, please.
Out the way.
No, know, that's yeah, this is good.
Come on in. With Danny Ainge can
you,
wait.
Yeah, you. You got to be in front of the camera. You got to be over here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to be in front of the camera. One, because we need you for the video. Yeah. But two, we have questions. Mm-hmm. Now go ahead and pull the microphone a little bit closer because this is real. We need to have a discussion.
Okay, I'm here.
Can you walk us through the process of your scoring and officiating from field day?
Well, those are two distinct questions. Where would you like me to start?
Let's start with scoring.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Walk us through how you scored the events on field day.
I missed by 1 point, by the way, my team.
Well, and you know what? If Damian's team didn't win that last one, you would have,
Well, look, here's the other thing about this, Stacey. I was putting all my eggs in the kickball basket. And that game just mysteriously
We have theories as to why the kickball game was canceled.
Does that theory involve the fact that maybe based on the opening event of tug of war, which resulted in two broken hands?
Yes.
Come on, guys. It's their hands.
That maybe we didn't think that this team could safely make it through a kickball tournament.
That's what we speculate.
So okay. When both HR admins, are involved, it's not a good idea.
Did anyone
go back to the puzzle?
Did which was the worst event in history.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was your idea. Oh, it was your idea.
The puzzles were adorable.
How would we know?
I wouldn't know because we couldn't get it put together. My puzzle was predominantly gray.
Okay, every brand has essentially the same amount of solid color.
Not true. Brands have, some of our brands, including ours, had words. I had the end, which just had the bubble, the end, which was a part of the logo.
That was kind of crazy. I had ESPN 1320, so we knew how to get the Sacramento sports leader at the bottom.
How did you not
think all red
this
at the top? You see that over there? That's how we kind of balanced it out.
Yeah,
we didn't win, but
everyone has their own challenges. I would say that so the scoring was dependent on the event, and so some were worth more than others. In some event, there was only 1 point, like only the first place would get it, and in some events, everyone got points. So it just, it depended on the event and what we thought the value of the event was.
Hmm.
She's PR trained.
No, that's good.
Her representative here.
Yeah, like what? I asked for Stacey. Right. Like, you, do you have to oversee Stacey? Oh,
the
you
wise,
did.
The wise
Thank
woman.
You. Yeah.
No, you did good. Thank
the
you,
wise
Kimberly.
Woman, yeah. Kim.
Your flowers on your desk look extraordinary.
They are. Welcome
yeah.
back.
No, yeah, it's
I feel
good.
Like I ain't seen Kim in a month. It's probably because I haven't.
Oh, so
a week.
Dramatic.
She had a week off, but her presence is missed. So that's what happened.
Did
so,
anyone think to call off tug of war after two broken fingers in the first 7 seconds?
We thought about it. Absolutely.
But you thought, let's just persevere.
If there's any injury attorneys, please don't call. We thought
or
about
call
it.
Jen. Don't call Stacey.
Right. So don't worry. We have everyone's working through workman's comp and all good. And we all future events, including the barbecue, I'm told, will now require a waiver.
We're having a barbecue?
We don't even trust that our team can have a barbecue without an injury.
Good.
So now moving
Good
forward,
idea.
Any team event is going to require
So now we
a
have
waiver.
To sign our life
Good
away
idea.
When we go to... Mm-hmm. So we will have field day two, though, right?
1,000%.
I enjoy field day.
Yep.
This is a great time.
And maybe it won't be in July so that it could be outside. That's probably a lesson that we learned, right? It was a good thing we were inside, but... We couldn't do water balloon toss. There's other things we couldn't do because of the fact that we had to move it inside. So the egg on a spoon had to be, it wasn't even a real egg because we were inside. Whereas if we're outside, you know.
You know, Jesse won egg on a spoon. They came in fourth.
Congrats.
No,
I think what he's saying is you didn't reward his points properly.
They were the first ones across the finish line and
they
came in fourth. Well,
that was a group decision, including Aaron and... and Justine and Kim, and the group decision was whoever walked over first.
Can you imagine, like, the King scoring more points than the Warriors and the officials going, well, it's subjective.
I celebrated that, and they told me, yeah, you came in fourth, pal.
I will admit that was not probably our finest hour, that specific event.
Well, it was just fine. It kept us in the running for being first.
I think we need a field day rules committee.
If you're signing up to volunteer for that, I'm sure our employee engagement
I'll work
team
it
would
in.
Love that.
Well, next time, at least do a kickball home run derby because that's I was ready.
No.
And the plan was working perfectly. We were one game behind the lead. Kickball was coming up, and I was about to go off.
Stacey saw torn hamstrings and Achilles everywhere.
Yeah. Well, next year we'll be able to do it because we'll have waivers.
Okay.
So, awesome.
Which means if you break a finger or tear a hamstring or blow your Achilles, it's your fault.
It's at your own risk.
Right. Yeah. Now, maybe, now that we've learned, maybe we need to have some training for before field day.
We had a training camp before field day.
I like that.
Maybe.
That's a good idea.
I like that.
You guys can put us through some reps or maybe some stretching
you
probably
guys?
Would have been a good idea.
Yeah, oh. I didn't know if I was the head of this whole thing.
Well,
I just
it was your idea, so.
What was our idea? Wait, what?
I just said it was a good idea.
I'm making it your idea.
Oh. Who's in charge of the grill at this barbecue that you just announced to the world?
Not me.
Aaron.
Yeah. The employee engagement committee is working on that.
Oh, damn. I thought we were done after Juneteenth.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Stacey.
I'm so happy to help.
Now that you're here, we can work you into the video because we couldn't find your original appearance.
We'll have it ready by Thursday, next Thursday. That was perfect.
The esteemed station. No, that was good. That's the still. That was well done.
Hey, we really need to look within if they don't trust us to play kickball and be healthy. Like, come on, Stacey, give us a list and we'll just be training for the next year.
She's literally saying, you're going to sign a waiver.
No, yeah. Like at the barbecue, like, hey, in order to eat these ribs, I need you to sign this paper real quick.
Yeah, if you choke on this rib, it's your fault. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, we're not liable for this mashed potatoes. Man,
life at Odyssey, bro. I love it here. This place,
the best part.
No, we really need a show.
The best part was, and I'm not even sure she was aware of what was happening. Aaron walked up behind in the mirror and was like,
he said, get her out of there.
Doing it.
Get her out of there.
Bro, Aaron walks in and he's like, what is going on right now?
Like, he's still patrolling around.
And he walks out. He does one of those oy vey things.
He's going to come across. He's going to come across. He might have went into her office.
No, they're gonna meet. They're going to meet over here. There they are. They're meeting behind Jesse now. He's like, what the? I really do love working here.
Oh, man.
I love that. Aaron's going to walk by looking at you. What the hell is going on?
Also, the announcement that we're going to need a training camp for the next field day. That's great. Awesome.
You imagine we get people get cut from field day?
I need to know. Sorry, Ken. Not this year, buddy. Ken's been traded for cash considerations.
Yeah, Ken, we need you to grab your playbook. Aaron wants to see you.
Oh, Hard Knocks, Odyssey Edition.
Get a picture of Abe at the door trying to swipe his key card. Like, what's going on here?
Oh, man, I can't wait, man. We do need to hire a camera crew for the next field day.
Yeah, well, I haven't even got a chance to respond to him. Poor Leezy. Leezy was supposed to be at the Classic on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And as I'm driving in, I'm like, oh, this is going to work.
Yeah.
Because I have an inkling what's going to happen. I can get Leezy in the right spot. I can have him, like, right, you know, and maybe 20 minutes before the text comes through, I get a text. And, of course, my phone's in my hand and I'm jumping and it's Leezy.
Yeah.
And I open the text and I'm thinking, hey dog, I'm here. What do you want me to do? Right. It's like there's like a giant hole in his tire.
Oh,
like his tire is like blown up somewhere. It's like,
damn, Leezy.
Not going to make the Classic though.
Look.
And I didn't even have a chance to respond to him because of everything else that was going on. So Leezy, damn. My man. Hey,
that was going to be Leezy's moment. His video was going to go viral all over the place.
Oh, believe me.
He was going to put the water tag at Leezy on there and everything. Poor guy couldn't even make it.
Nah, you know when Leezy gets serious, he starts calling himself Leland. When we were doing, what was the big event? Was it Soul Bloom?
It was Soul Bloom or it was A Night for Lovers, one of the two.
It might have been A Night for Lovers, where all of a sudden, he wasn't introducing himself as Leezy anymore. He was introducing himself as Leland. I'm like,
so who the hell is that?
Even my phone corrected. It was like, the phone contact is updated. It's Leland and not Leezy. It's like, all right. Whatever you want.
Well, Leezy, we'll figure something else out, man. Maybe something happens Friday.
We'll get him at field day.
Oh, man.
I need to know I need to know who's on the employee engagement team because I need to know who's in charge of the grill.
Yeah, that's like just throw anyone on the grill.
You can't just
it's gonna be Aaron.
I thought the barbecue was canceled.
I didn't get the email. I don't even know if I'm invited.
I thought the barbecue was canceled right after field day.
Wait, hold on. Like, when is this barbecue, too?
That's
like,
what I'm
is
saying.
It 12 to 4 again? Like, are we back to that?
No, it was.
Oh, no, I know. It's the one that's on, like, Saturday or something, right?
Where you bring your family. But it was canceled. It was canceled.
Okay, I'm not going to be there, I don't think.
Well, no one will be there because it was canceled. So whatever this barbecue that Stacey is talking about is not on our schedule.
It's going to be rescheduled.
Make it during the week.
For Monday from 12 to 4.
Aaron's going to be on the grill. I'm telling you that. Tribal Chief's going to be on the grill.
Okay.
That's going to be the move. Just make hamburgers, bro. That's all you need to do. Can't mess that up. I'm still working on, so I get on the grill. I'm still working on it. Damien does a great job on the grill.
I think I got like hamburgers, hot dogs, all that basic stuff down on the grill.
It does a great job. I keep it simple.
I killed the 4th of July. Yeah, I did. Well, I did. I was basic. It was like burgers and it was plant-based burgers and links. But I had this idea for prime rib sandwiches. Not prime rib. Ribeye. And man, I cooked those to perfection. Yeah, those were fire.
Doing this thing on the grill, man. Doing this thing after what happened?
And I cooked for Dr. Flo too. The Dr. Flo came over the weekend before. Oh man.
Oh man.
Those little banana
on who's on the grill.
I don't know about that, but those little banana cup things I made, those little banana pudding cups I made.
What was the what did you get? You got grease on the cement when we came over or something like that?
So
did you get it up?
So yeah.
You got a power washer? Because I worked on a power washer this past weekend. It was crazy.
So I used
you're right. Jeff. You are right.
Okay.
You're right.
No,
he assigned some people to
Wow. I explained what happened after you guys left. I did have a power washer and it didn't help. So I started YouTubing videos on how to get this grease off of my cement because I had moved maybe like 2 weeks prior and I had forgot. I told you I started the brisket I made for you guys at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And I forgot to put the bucket that catches the drip.
The drip bucket, yeah.
I forgot to put it down.
Mm.
And I'm about 6 hours in before I notice this big puddle of grease. So I try to clean it up. As I'm trying to clean it up, it's gets worse. Like I made it significantly worse. You
started like rubbing.
So pretty much. So after, so I spent that whole, I think it was a 3-day weekend. I spent that whole 3-day weekend like watching YouTube videos of how to fix it. And the one that worked was laundry detergent.
Mm.
I used damn near an entire thing of laundry detergent.
Wow.
I put it on the ground, wet it a little bit, scrub it, repeat, do it again. And then you don't know if it worked until it's dry because you can't you can kind of tell, but you can't see until it's dry. And that was what worked the best.
Mm.
Laundry detergent.
I'm glad we got it up. Stephen Brown, 5'4", 143.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think this is what happened. D'Lo said, Jeffrey, clean up this grease.
I don't know who Jeffrey is, and that's not.
You call him Jeff?
Why don't we talk about the Jeffs in your life, pal?
Hey, you know I'm always down. Let's talk.
Oh man! Hey, look how dark A-Rod is.
Yeah, he's got some.
What did he say the first time that happened? He fell asleep tanning.
Yeah, maybe he did it again.
Maybe he did. Look at brother.
He is dark. Man, he is dark.
A-Rod. I like A-Rod on Fox, though. He does a good job.
We'll come back. We'll talk. I don't know what, truthfully. More Kings basketball.
Yeah, we'll finish our thoughts about Lori Martin.
Is there anything else you missed last week that you want to talk about?
I don't know.
I think you missed Money in the Bank, too.
Oh, and you missed Raw. You might not have missed Raw, but
I did watch Money in the Bank. Was that Rhea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Rhea come back.
That was fire.
Yeah, that was well done. It's D'Lo and Casey here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Leave out, you just hated on
relax. Just
no, I legit. I threw it on because I was like, let's see what this was about and all. I like to rewatch and all. And yeah, Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 8, just beating the hell out of Sid Justice or whatever. Match hadn't even started.
Well, Sid, like I said, he wasn't the sharpest knife in the tool. Tool chest or the drawer, whatever.
You have to be 9 to appreciate what
Yeah, I get it. I won't lie, he was over. Like Hulk Hogan, like that whole arena or whatever was just going insane.
It was crazy.
Well, so I don't remember what I was watching. Oh! I know. So the documentaries were just running one after the other after the other. And there was one that came on where I was like, this is incredible. I was like, have I watched this before? You know what it was? Icons.
Oh, Yokozuna?
It was the Yokozuna episode of Icons.
Where's episode 2 at?
But 2 is there because there's the Beth Phoenix episode and...
they got a Beth Phoenix joint?
I didn't even know that. That was just Yokozuna.
There's a Beth Phoenix episode and maybe a... Old Dog. I feel like there's three total.
Old Dog.
And there was supposed to be a Lex Luger one that just never came out. But
they just scrapped.
You know what's funny about the Yoko, the thing that stood out as I'm watching the Yoko one, they show the clip from WrestleMania 9 where Hogan beats Yokozuna in like 9 seconds. The pop from that crowd was insane. And it's the Rock Roman thing, right? Like when Rock talks about, we thought we had, like, the crowd went crazy. Yeah. The 20,000 people there who witnessed it thought it was great. The 3 million people who aren't in the building thought it sucked.
Right?
That was the thing with Hulk Hogan. Like, you watched it and it was like, oh my God, the crowd went absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Everybody else on planet Earth seemed to have hated that.
Right.
But those 18, it was probably like 12,000 people.
It was Caesars.
Right. They thought it was incredible.
Yeah. What did The Rock, he said something like a week ago that had people like sounding like LeBron or something.
They have the Rock lying meme.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's from the, that documentary. It's from like the WrestleMania documentary that they put out on YouTube.
Yeah.
And essentially what The Rock is saying is, so I'm not sure what part they're pinpointing him lying, though I think I can guess, because he's pretty honest up, you know, he's like, we thought we had it. Like, it was Roman and The Rock, and we thought we had it. And then we did the angle, Cody left, the crowd went crazy, and then everyone got upset. And he was talking about, like, do we ride it out and just stay the course, or do we adjust? And then he goes on to tell the story of this unique thing happened. We put the power back in the fans' hands, and that's where I think they're like, okay, Rock.
Rock's giving off some Hogan vibes. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
He is, dude. Hogan vibes, bro.
It was a little...
I said, wait, why don't we have Cody finish his story instead? Yeah. Like, he's starting to...
Yeah, he does have a little Hogan going on. He does have a
They kind of said Cody was going to finish his story, just not right then. Yeah, we thought we could get this match in and move the Cody thing elsewhere. The weirdest thing was that happened, you know, after the Royal Rumble, so the end of January, early February, whenever that was, and Triple H admits, he was like, we had Punk versus Seth and Rock versus Roman.
Cody was going to be left out.
What the hell was Cody? Cody just run the Royal Rumble. What was he going to do?
Yeah, that was crazy.
And Hunter was like, that was my job to figure out. And no one knew.
So
I don't think they ever got to the point of creating a plan for him, because they deviated so quickly. Punk got hurt.
Elbow or his shoulder? Just,
I think it was his tricep.
Yeah, just ripped that night.
Yeah.
So. Shout out to them, though, for pivoting. Is that,
yeah,
you think that's especially something that high profile, like you got Rock, Roman ready to go. It's not, do you think Vince would have pivoted? I don't think he would have.
Well, he did at 30 with Brian. Because the plan very much was Batista versus Randy Orton. That was the main event. And I don't know if it was Hunter, I don't know who it was, but there's like, this is death, we can't do this. So he did, but it's impossible to know if he would have again. Like, I think there's yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
I gotta say though, WrestleMania in Vegas next year is gonna be an all-timer. I feel like it's gonna be Rock, Roman, CM Punk will be there.
CM Punk will get his main event. Yeah,
CM Punk beats Cody.
I think it depends, because we're in August. So you're starting. So Money in the Bank reignited a couple of things with Seth. So you're starting to flirt with, you're not in WrestleMania territory yet, but you can see it.
And it, but
look, and you've got this situation with Drew that
Drew
you have
has
to settle.
His way in.
Yeah,
Drew,
and you can't.
Drew killing it.
So if we get, we're going to get Seth. We're going to get Punk versus Drew as soon as Punk can go. Right. Mm-hmm. So if we get Punk versus Drew, then Punk versus Seth, we're probably getting a triple threat match at WrestleMania.
I think they should. Continue to ride out Punk versus Drew because that's been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Drew has inserted himself into this situation. Like, I thought he was done. I didn't want to see no more from Drew, but he's killing it. I think you revisit Seth and Cody. Seth and Cody. And then you've got this bloodline thing you got to work out with Solo, Rock, and Roman. I think that's what's going to happen at some point during WrestleMania. Hmm. But I think Cody and Seth could get something popping. In between that, because out of triple threat, it could happen. It's for sure it could happen, but I think I don't know if you want to.
I think it all depends.
Put a triple threat because what's the angle with Seth and Drew? Do they have an angle like?
Well, last year's WrestleMania,
yeah,
or this WrestleMania that we
true,
just had.
True,
you have that.
Are we putting the belt back on Cena too? Is he going for 17? Because he's coming back for that.
So
one
that
year.
That's the so
I would
after
put him
this
with
one,
Cody right. or whatever.
Just Cena. Charlotte Cena here.
Whoa,
like, come
whoa,
on.
Whoa, whoa.
No, we don't need
no,
him to come back.
No,
we
don't
need
do
him
that.
To come back.
Don't do
so,
that.
I think this was during the commercial break where I was telling the story about the Brooklyn NXT summer, that SummerSlam. So that was 2015. Mm. He was going for title number, he was going for the 17 or whatever number it is that night. And he still hasn't gotten it. It's been 9 years. It's been 9 years since CM Punk has had the championship. John Cena.
Let's just chalk it up, man. He Tiger Woods, man.
No,
it ain't gonna happen, bro.
Yes, you get that last master. Get that last master.
It's not gonna happen for Tiger. It's not gonna happen with Cena. This is
chalk it for Tiger.
No, he didn't pass Jack.
Not pass Jack.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's wrestling though. We can change it here.
It's done.
Get Punk that last one just so we can take Ric Flair out of this stupid.
That's what I'm saying too. Like, we need to get Ric out of there. That's what it's really about.
I'm done with Ric being in this conversation.
This maybe whoever, fast track someone else. We'll get Ric out of here, bro.
The other thing about that is we can get him out of the paint easy. Why are we counting his ABA stats? Why are we counting his ABA stats here in the WWE? Well, man,
it is funny how WWE, like, do they count? Does he have like a TNA title that counts too?
Just counting his ABA stats. Get this guy out of here. Get him out.
Want to know what his titles look like after the merger?
I do love that Drew McIntyre won Money in the Bank and lost it the same night.
That loser.
That's awesome.
That was phenomenal.
That was just so
well
done. That was
great. And then the Seth coming in as the ref was just. That was great. Hey, and we can get back to sports. Hold on 1 second, Titus. I don't want to make a grand proclamation, but in the last month, I think Raw has outperformed SmackDown. And SmackDown's still been good, but Raw been killing it. The Rhea.
The Rhea return was good.
They've been killing it with that. They've been killing it with that.
Getting ready for that Netflix move.
Well,
I think that's why they're starting to turn it up. They're starting to make that the A show a bit.
Maybe so. Yeah. Robin killing it. They had something else that happened. Oh, well, the Wyatts have been on Raw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between those two alone, they've been killing it.
Yeah, they've left the
when
lot
they shot
of...
Chad Gable.
To be clear, that is not what happened.
We didn't know for a week.
Chad Gable looked deader than people who were actually shot. And he just showed up to wrestle the next week. He was just like, no, it's cool. Did they ever explain what happened to him? Like, why there appeared
they explained
to
it,
be...
He was not what we thought.
That was crazy.
Was that just... Were we just guilty? Oh, it looked like he was shot in the head. And...
They could have just beat him up. They didn't
Well, you didn't have to put blood right here and have his head like
he's just slumped
to the side.
Over.
Like you could have. Like, what conclusion were we supposed to draw? And the best part about that is, they still got cheered.
That was great.
No, it appears Chad Gable's dead.
The Wyatts are just running wild around Raw. Nobody's giving a damn. It appears Chad Gable is dead. And
no, this is awesome. Everybody cheer. It's put your lighters up. Go ahead. Put your lighters up. Let's go. This is great.
There's nothing like wrestling, man.
Absolutely nothing. Well, almost nothing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.